Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. I'm out at the Jim Call Farm today with Scott Sieg from Northern Plains Tiling. Scott, what's happening out here today?
Well, today we had a plot tour. We started in town by our corn and soybean plots by Lund Implement. And we had farmers show up. We talked about the products and talked a little bit about the agronomics of the corn and the soybeans that we had there. And then we finished up with the Extend Flex soybean plot that we have located out with Call Farms here north and a little bit west of town.
Okay. And who do we have here?
Well, this is Braden Lindbeck. Okay. He's our sales rep, I guess you would say, for okay. DeKalb Bonanza, where we've worked with Braden now for a little while. And he comes over to help us out with walking fields and visiting with the guys about making recommendations on products. And if there's issues, we'll visit with him about that. But he's been very supportive of our dealership and also with the DeKalb Bonanza brand.
Okay. Well, Braden, how'd it go this morning out at the Call Farm?
Yeah, it was very good. We had a very good showing. 12 to 15 customers showed up to our plot tour, which with COVID restrictions, we're very excited about that. Went through the entire DeKalb high-yielding genetics in both the Asgrow and Extend Flex and Extend varieties as well. So very exciting to get the new Extend Flex varieties out there and talk about some corn and soybeans with some guys.
Okay, and how's things looking this year?
Very good, very good. I'd say adequate moisture here in August, late here, will help with some of the finishing out for corn and soybeans. And overall, with the early planting on both corn and soybeans, I think we're looking at some pretty good yields that we might be pretty excited about out there.
Mm-hmm. Weed control, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say early on it was tough. Some of our pre's, especially in our soybeans, didn't get activated as well as we'd like. Some of the humidities being low in middle of June to late June, some of our post applications weren't as good as we could. So we found ourselves spraying a couple times, two, three times. There were some successes out there where we had some pre's activated and we got some good control afterwards, but a lot of tough weeds in the soybeans. Corn, for the most part, we got pretty good activity on some of our pre's and good post control, but there is still some weeds popping out some of the corn, so that is an issue.
All right. I think I'm going to back up a little bit, Braden, here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and your education and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry about that.
I'm a DeKalb Asgrow field sales rep, so I cover Yellow Medicine County and Lacaparo counties.
Okay.
So service 14 dealers kind of in those two counties. Live in Brookings, South Dakota, so I'm a South Dakota State Jackrabbits grad from 2017. So I've been working kind of in this area for 3 years, so very exciting growers and dealers to hang out with and service.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about a field agronomist, your job title, and what do y'all do?
Yeah, so field sales rep. It used to be
field
called
sales rep.
Yep.
Okay.
So it used to be called historically with Legacy Monsanto with the merger into Bayer. They changed their titles from district sales manager to field sales rep. So do all the same things as district sales manager in the past. So call in dealers, call in growers, kind of just represent DeKalb and Asgrow in the couple counties that it service, and really get the DeKalb Asgrow name out there and product knowledge and recommendations out there as well. So very exciting job, and look forward to meeting a lot more customers out there in Lacaparo County that I just gained with a merger. So
that's right. Of course, Northern Plains Tiling, your Asgrow DeKalb dealer here in the Madison area.
Yeah so
work. Go ahead.
Yeah, was down in kind of Yellow Medicine, Lyon County. Yeah. So a lot of customers, if you're listening, I was kind of down in Lyon County, but moved up to the Lacaparo area. So just working with Northern Plains for since March, April timeframe. So getting to know a lot of customers in the area and knowing the area is exciting.
Yep. So harvest should be starting here. When would you say?
yeah, right. So most of our corn's dented that we're seeing across the maturity range from, the 95 to 104, really dented. A lot of our varieties kind of in the Lacaparo right around here, Madison area. I think we're 10 days out from black layer. So a lot of 50%, 40% milk layer. So we're getting pretty close to that black layer time. So if you haven't started chopping silage, it'd be a good time to get out there and just look at your silage moistures and make sure you don't miss that window is kind of the biggest thing, because we're coming up on this fast. The corn's going to be maturing, I think, faster than a lot of people think, which is with the early planting and the high heat. So,
okay, what were some of the questions that were asked this morning during the plot tour?
Yeah, so a lot of just questions about, we're seeing some tip back maybe on the corn, and why is that, and what we're seeing. A little bit of a drought stress kind of we've seen in that late July, early August. Didn't really get those last kernels filled kind of look like. A lot of ears are pretty wide around, 18, 20 around, a lot of fields around there, and some good kernel depth. So pretty excited still about the yield, but a little bit of tip that we're seeing might sacrifice some yield out there, but still pretty good compared to some averages, I think, what we'll see out there.
Okay. All right, Scott, I tell you, a successful plot tour then this morning, huh?
Yeah, it's always great to have the opportunity to visit with customers, and they have an opportunity to see some of the newest and greatest, I guess you might want to say. They always have questions or concerns, and, we're dealing with growing plants, and we're dealing with weather, so there's always nothing's ever perfect.
Yeah.
So it's always good to see people and sort of reminding them of some things as we go into the fall with some things to pay attention to and just sort of lay the groundwork for, you know, what they might be thinking about for the upcoming growing season. I know it's a long ways away, but they are always thinking about things as they're harvesting this year's crop. Mm-hmm. They're also thinking, you know, towards the future.
Right. All right, guys, thanks a lot for your time. And I think I need one of them DeKalb caps that Scott's wearing, Braden.
I'm sure we got one for you somewhere.
All right. I'm a cap guy. I collect caps, actually.
Well, thanks for having us.
All right. You bet, Braden. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
Scott, thanks for having me out to the call farm today.
Yeah, thank you for all the help and all your support, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Scott Sieg from Northern Plains Tiling here in Madison and Braden Lindback, DeKalb Bass Grow sales rep.